Great to see the West Coast Fever get on the winners list with a victory over the New South Wales Swifts the other night. Joining us now is Courtney Bruce from the Fever. Courtney, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Winners are grinners, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. We are over the moon. So, so happy to finally get that win on the board.
I was just going to say, what was the feeling like? Because you get to a stage, you were 0-4 going into this match, thinking, when are we going to record our first win? Was it a case of wondering when?
No, I think we all knew that we were more than capable of getting the win. We just went into yesterday with so much belief and we backed each other and, yeah, we're able to produce what we know you think we've been capable of the last couple of weeks.
Courtney, congratulations. I heard an outstanding defensive effort by the team led by yourself.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, it was a huge, huge effort by all of us. Jess and Sissy out the front of me were phenomenal. And really slowed that ball up, which was just had left us with the ability to pick up so much ball.
You must have been happy that you held control of the match for the four quarters.
Yeah, definitely. There was never a point where I felt like we were going to lose it or that we were out of it. And we were just, we had a lot of control out there, something we haven't had in the first four rounds.
But it's been a bizarre season with the revamp competition. The New South Wales Swifts, one of the real big brands in the Super Netball for many years when it was the Trans-Tasman. Of course, they were hit with players going to the new franchise as you were. So it was sort of battle of the two clubs that had been hit the hardest.
Yeah, it definitely was. Swifts were hit really hard in the off season. But they have managed to put a real formidable side forward. But yeah, just like us, lost a lot of players and they're kind of starting over from scratch.
So where does it leave the team? A win is fantastic. You're only as good as your last performance, but it was a very credible performance. What do you think you need to try and achieve? 50-45 was the final scoreline. Are there more wins around the corner for the Fever now?
Yeah, definitely. I believe so. I think the great thing about this competition is that no one knows what's going to happen. Teams have lost that it should win. We've been teams that Swiss technically should have beaten us. So, I think it's possible for anything to happen. And I know that we're backing ourselves, our gameplay and our ability to get out there and match it with the best. We got three quarters of the Vixens, a half with Firebirds and a win over the Swifts. So I think any team that we come up against, we're going to definitely push them.
Great news during the week, because I know the family personally. I know the father and the mum. Jessica Eales promoted to the West Coast Fever squad during the course of the week. Certainly a big moment for her. I know she's been busting a gut playing netball for many years and got a reward this week.
Yeah, definitely. I've been lucky enough to come through my 17s, 19s, 21s and ANL with Jess. So to see her get her opportunity is absolutely fantastic. She's such a hard worker and definitely deserves to be up in the 10 for the moment.
But also gives people in the local WA netball community, you hope to say, well, if Jess can do it, certainly, and Courtney can do it, there's opportunities for us down the track as well. It's certainly a good pathway, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And that's even strengthened by knowing that there's six WA girls in the squad at the moment. So, yeah, definitely the door's open for every WA player to really step up.
So what did Stace, the coach, say after the match? She must have just let off a huge sigh.
Yeah, she was super happy. It was quite emotional. Just really over the moon that we finally put that four-quarter performance together and knowing that we're capable of a lot more. So excited to see what's going to come in the next few weeks.
Okay, your next assignment, tell us about that.
Pardon? Excitement?
Your next assignment, tell us about that. Who you take on next?
Oh, yes. We've got Lightning next week, so up against Caitlin Bassett, which will be exciting.
Is that up on the Sunshine Coast or is it here?
No, we're home. Yes, okay. We've got two more home games.
Do you reckon the Fever fans will give her a bit of stick, do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. I feel like they're behind us. She's left, so they should really be getting behind the 10 players here at the moment, so hopefully.
I wonder what she's feeling coming back home after deciding to, take a twist in her career and go up to the Sunshine Coast. Be interested to see what her thoughts are.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully it's a bit daunting and she's not looking forward to it, so we can really take advantage of that.
All right, Courtney, just do what you did last night, and no doubt the remainder of the players can do what they did, and there may be another victory on the cards for the West Coast Fever. Congratulations, Courtney Bruce. Job well done, and pass on congratulations to everyone.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay, Courtney Bruce joining us here on 882 6PR. Bouncing around. You're with